From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The man largely responsible for Brexit steps down. Nigel Farage, the UK withdrawal from the European Union, was orchestrated by him. It dominated the news cycle for the better part of the last few weeks. He has announced that he's resigning as the nativist Independence Party leader. At a press conference in London, he said, "I want my life back.
My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago. And that is why I now feel that I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum."
Now, this is the second time Farage has resigned as UKIP leader. He did so after the 2015 general election, when failing to win a parliamentary seat, but came back days later. Some analysts believe that Farage's resignation this time may be a political maneuver, which would allow him to join the Conservative Party and secure a government position in the event that Brexiter Angela Leadsom wins the Tory leadership and replaces David Cameron as prime minister. Saudi Arabia's interior ministry said Monday a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the western city of Jeddah. The ministry said security guards grew suspicious of the man, and when they approached him, he set off the blast. The explosion killed the bomber, and two guards were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia reported no casualties or injuries among the consulate staff. It reiterated travel warnings for Saudi Arabia, recommending Americans limit non-essential travel in the country. In Libya, at least two people were killed and several others wounded in a car bombing in the eastern city of Benghazi. The early Sunday blast apparently targeted a passing convoy carrying a senior police official. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials said today at least 142 have died from Sunday's suicide truck bombing in Baghdad. The Islamic State claimed responsibility was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Pallarino says as long as Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
The U.S. condemned Sunday's attacks, including a second assault that left at least five dead. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina paid her respects today at a ceremony honoring the 20 hostages and two police officers who were killed during a siege in an upscale restaurant in Dhaka on Friday night. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the terrorist attack, but any direct connection to the militant group has not been confirmed, and government officials deny IS involvement. Afghanistan has received its first shipment of Chinese military equipment as part of Beijing's commitment to provide millions of dollars of assistance to help Kabul fight terrorism. The shipment on board a Russian cargo plane arrived in Kabul, where Chinese Ambassador Yao Jing handed it over to Afghan officials.
Afghanistan is a close neighbor and a very important neighbor to China. So this is the beginning of our regular military-to-military exchanges and cooperation.
The shipment on board a Russian cargo plane arrived in Kabul, where he handed it over. He said he wants to have regular and normal state-to-state relations with the Afghan government and the Afghan people. A U.S. congressional delegation led by Republican Senator John McCain undertook a rare trip in a military helicopter to Pakistan's North Waziristan tribal region before concluding a two-day visit to the country and heading for neighboring Afghanistan. Senator McCain said he would like an improved relationship between Washington and Islamabad because they both face a common enemy in Islamic State and other extremist groups. A private funeral service was held in New York Sunday for Nobel Peace Laureate Elie Wiesel, whose writings shined a light on the slaughter of millions of Jews at the hands of Nazi Germany during World War II. Family and friends gathered at a synagogue to say their final goodbyes to Wiesel, and the 87-year-old Wiesel died Saturday at his home in New York. For more on all these stories, do visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.